You're listening to the Happy Hour.
We were in the middle of our tournament when my friend John said he found a body in the bushes over there.
With Nick Sainert.
I ran over there because I'm a healing monk to try and help, but obviously my magic wasn't strong enough because the dude's body was missing a head.
And Enrique Alvarez Clary.
So my friend decided to try and use a necromancer spell, which didn't work, which I knew it wouldn't.
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
And apparently we contaminated the crime scene because that spell uses a lot of glitter.
Welcome back into the show. Happy Hour 93.7, The Ticket, theticketfm.com. Nick and Rico with you, 402-464-5685, the Honda Lincoln Hotline, and the Starter Heyman Jewelers text line are both open for you guys the rest of the way here, as well as the Starter Heyman Jewelers live video stream, Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Allo Channel 961. You can always follow, reach out to myself or Rico on the Twitter sphere, at Nick_Sainert. Or at Radio Rico AC as well. Just some national college football news here real quick. Oklahoma running backs coach DeMarco Murray. Yes, that DeMarco Murray, the former Dallas Cowboys running back. DeMarco Murray will be suspended for one game this season for recruiting violations per the NCAA. Throughout the span of 16 months, DeMarco Murray impermissibly contacted 17 recruits over that 16-month span. That included 65 impermissible phone calls and 36 impermissible texts. Oklahoma discovered it through a routine phone records review. Basically, I was reading this on actual NCAA.org because they had some violations occur in the football and track and field programs. So specifically with the football ones, though, DeMarco Murray indicated that he was not aware that a COVID-19 waiver of recruiting contact rules had expired. During the investigation, the enforcement staff at the University of Oklahoma determined that the school had properly educated football coaches on the applicable recruiting rules and the timing of changes to them. So sounds like it was just on and was not intentional. It was not a Michigan situation. It was not a Tennessee and Jeremy Pruitt situation. This was just honest. DeMarco Murray did not realize or forgot or claims that he forgot that COVID-19 waiver of recruiting contact rules had expired. And so therefore not a self-imposed ban, but Oklahoma found it and reported it, I suppose. And DeMarco Murray, Oklahoma's running backs coach, is going to be suspended for one game this season.
Not a self-imposed ban, but they turned themselves in. Yeah. Could be innocent, could be that he didn't know, or it could be they turned themselves in and just said to, hey, you need to act like you didn't know. We'll never know, but one game, it's not going to be the end of the world. DeMarco Murray, a lot of calls, a lot of texts in the 16. I mean, it's recruiting, so there's a ton of them, but that's crazy.
Well, and people might forget. So today, the Netflix's Sign Stealer with Connor Stallions is released today.
That's today?
It was released today.
They made that quick.
Yes. It's one of those untold.
He's
series.
In it, right? He's the one. Like,
yes. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. He's there. He's on it. It says so. Netflix. This is the write up on Netflix. It says, so watch Untold Sign Stealer. It's the same group or company or you know, idea that started the Johnny Manziel one, the Untold Manti Te'o documentary. Mm. That's this one, Untold Swamp Kings.
Okay. This is going to be good.
It's that same series.
This is going to be good.
And so the write-up is a sign-stealing controversy pushed football analyst Connor Stallions to resign from the University of Michigan. But did he actually break any rules? And so there's been a couple of...
Oh, wait a minute.
So there's been a couple of these. And the one like meme that I saw earlier was... the one meme that I saw earlier was him holding up the picture. Now, Connor Stallions has no facial hair currently.
Okay.
And he is completely bald.
Oh.
So anyway, here's the thing. There's a picture that's surfacing around Twitter of Connor Stallions holding up like a picture of the guy standing on the Central Michigan sideline. Mm-hmm. And then the closed caption in the show where he goes, I don't think this looks like anything like me. He's just like, I don't think this looks like me at all. And so it's
look at
funny
me, look at this.
Because I throughout the initial reports, it's like we don't really learn anything. But that is why there was some news yesterday about the notice of allegations, just a little more deeper. Punishments had been sent down to Michigan because they knew that this documentary was going to come out and things could possibly be spilled.
How much, I was to say, how much are we going to learn from him that we A, didn't already know, that we, like the general public, didn't already know, or that like the NCAA or didn't know? And will he throw Harbaugh or Michigan under the bus?
I don't think he'll throw Michigan under the bus or Harbaugh, because I also saw, and this is another little snippet I saw, not to give too much away.
He
was awarded a game ball from a game that Michigan played in 2022. And he talks about it in the documentary. He's like, yeah, I was awarded this game ball in 2022. Michigan and Jim Harbaugh was like, I didn't know Connor Stallions years ago.
Oh, that's crazy.
Somebody gave him the game ball.
Who's this guy?
Somebody did.
Yeah, it was the quarterback.
Yeah. That's JJ McCarthy gave me this football. Anyway, 402-464-5685. Let's get to some of the things that Tony White said. The 12 black shirts were announced today. That's right, 12 of them for Nebraska's defense. Tony White did it at the similar time last season as well. And let's see. Here we go. One second. Let me get Tony White. Tony White black shirts, as I wasn't unable to find the... here we go. 12 black shirts. Ty Robinson, Nash Hutmaker, Jamari Butler, John Bullock, Makai Bear, MJ Sherman, Tommy Hill, Isaac Gifford, Malcolm Hartzog, Deshaun Singleton, Marquise Buford, and Cam Lenhart are your 12 Nebraska black shirts that were awarded today. Obviously, we saw some of it at times and they talked about it last year. Can always be taken away, can always be awarded to other players as well. So it is not an end-all, be-all type of thing. If I asked you, Rico, which name stuck out the most in terms of surprise or just overall curiosity, who would you say?
I mean, they're all the starters on the defensive side of the ball. So I guess Cam Lenhart would have been the one that stood out. The fact that he said 12 and that Cam was the 12th one to earn it, although he's not a starter, it didn't surprise me because of what he was able to do last year at the beginning of the season, how, I don't want to say like important he was, but how beneficial it was to have a true freshman who was able to step up and step in the way that he did right away and make the impact that he did make. Not surprising to me that he earned a black shirt, because from everything, every account that you've heard about Cam Lenhart is that he's a extremely hard worker. So going from his freshman year to his sophomore year, you would assume that he would improve on some of the things that he was lacking in last year. So him getting a black shirt, despite not being a starter, not surprising, but that would be the only surprising name.
Yeah,
because it's one of those things where
one of the younger guys.
Yeah. And it's,
I mean,
one
that's
of those
also that part of it
where, you know, how were they going to hand it out? Were they just going to hand it out to starters? Were they going to hand it out to guys who they believe earned it? Although it seems as if they believe that the guys who they decided are starters earned the black shirts anyways. So I guess the only surprising thing is going to be who earns the next black shirt.
I think when you look at maybe Cam Lenhart specifically, you're surprised, or just kind of that's the one that sticks out to you just because he is one of the younger ones. But we had the conversation pretty in depth yesterday about there's not very many young guys that'll see significant playing time this year defensively, right? Like Riley Van Poppel is one of them. Cameron Lenhart is the other. Outside of that, there's
Prince Will.
Prince Will, Uman Mielen, certainly. But outside of that, everybody else is junior or seniors, right? We talked about it. 7 of the 11 starters on the 2-deep that was released yesterday on the depth chart for the game notes this week heading into UTEP. 7 of the 11 are seniors, right?
I mean, you do have the two true freshmen in Vincent Shavers and Amari Sanders, who are two on the second rank, person on the 2-deep and at their respective positions. But I guess, so I want to ask you, remember Bly Hill at the beginning of the season, we believed that he was going to be the second corner opposite of Tommy Hill. He gets injured in the spring game, works his way back. The knee injury led to a hamstring injury, so he's still not 100%. If he was the starter, or if he was healthy, he's the starter. He earns the black shirt and not Buford. He earns potentially a single digit and not Buford, right? Well, or how would that have worked out?
I would imagine that Marquise is still where he's at. Like, I think this staff does, and specifically Tony White, does a good job of separating those two things and looking at them as individual pieces. Mm-hmm. Marquise Buford is identified and viewed as Marquise, and whatever he does is separate and not a byproduct of somebody getting hurt.
Okay.
I think that's it. I think Marquise, we forget how big Marquise Buford was for Nebraska before his injury. Mm-hmm. How he was viewed going into the season last year. Like going into Nebraska's year last season, he was viewed as a big name, big type guy for Nebraska secondary. Unfortunately, gets hurt as he comes down on his knee wrong, out of bounds. But then he came back towards the later part of the season last year and kind of filled right in. Tony White said it today. He's going to play corner. He's going to play safety. You're going to see Marquise Buford Jr. kind of moving around a little bit. So I think Marquise specifically is him. He's viewed as a separate type of guy, not a byproduct of Bly Hill. Sure, if Bly Hill is ready to go, and it sounds like he, fortunately enough for him, after his spring game injury, feels like he's going to be ready to go in the next couple of weeks, then yeah, you know what? Bly Hill, then that just boosts Nebraska's secondary as a whole. Another name in terms of true freshmen that we have heard from, Tony White just mentioned his name a couple of times today, Larry Tarver. Larry Tarver Jr., in addition to Amari Sanders. Mm-hmm. Both of those guys, three-star prospects coming out of high school. Larry Tarver was a four-star, depending on which site you looked at. Larry Tarver was one that was committed to Maryland for an extended period of time and then flipped to the Huskers on signing day after visiting Nebraska pretty late in the process and kind of ironed it down. But you kind of saw the writing on the wall that he was going to flip to Nebraska, but was committed to Maryland, to the Terps, for an extended period of time. That's Larry Tarver Jr. So a couple of those freshmen there. But like we said, a lot of these guys on the defense, not surprising by the black shirts. That's probably why we don't need to really go too in-depth on them. But ultimately, was just something we definitely needed to point out before we head into our final segment. So
I'll say the best part the most interesting part is going to be who earns the next black shirt.
I would absolutely agree. Or it's who earns the next one, who doesn't keep it, mm-hmm. right? Like there's that piece of it too. Expectation and standard that this defense, specifically Tony White, is holding. So
yeah. How high do you think they get number of black shirts? Like, is there a limit to the amount of black shirts that they hand out? Or is it going to be one of those where if somebody earns it, somebody lost it, or are they just going to keep going for guys that have good performances or are putting on clinics on the defensive side of the ball?
Yeah.
That's going to be part of it.
That'll be part of it. 402-464-5685. The Honda Lincoln Hotline, the Starter Heyman text line are both open for you guys the entire show today. Some other news broke in, not Division I and not football, but Nebraska Westland gets a new baseball coach earlier today. Jeff Christie, the former Husker assistant, Husker player. He was a member of that 2005 College World Series team for the Huskers. He's been tabbed as Nebraska Westland's newest head baseball coach, a program that has not had a winning season since 2009. Big get for Nebraska Westland, the Prairie Wolves over there. Austin Strick and myself will be joined by Jeff Christie, the new head coach, at 2:30 later today. But for right now, let's go ahead and step aside. We'll come back, be joined by Austin Strick, and talk about Penn State, Nebraska. How are those two teams and programs similar going into this season? We'll do that as we get you ready for On the Block with those two coming up next.
Download our app by searching 93.7 The Ticket in your app store to stay in touch and listen all day long wherever you are. More of the happy hour is next on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.